everyone. This is Leah Taff, the CEO at Community Living and Respite Services, with the voice recording of our winter edition of our community news. On the front page of our community news is a lovely picture of our current and former fundraising committee members. And on Thursday, the 15th of May, the past and present members of our CLRS fundraising committee gathered for a special morning tea at the Murray River Tea Rooms to celebrate an incredible fundraising milestone, raising more than $1 million since our first annual fundraising dinner in 2007. The group enjoyed a delicious morning tea and reminisced about how far the organisation has come and the incredible impact the money raised has had on our Opening Doors projects, building homes for people with disability. To date, these projects have built 3 homes and 12 units, supporting 22 people with disability to live with greater independence and inclusion within their community. To hear from clients and families that have benefited from these projects, please watch our video Opening Doors to Independence. My message for our winter 2025 community news is that I hope everyone is keeping warm and adjusting to the change in temperature after quite a warm autumn. Michael Maloney has recently resigned as a member of the CLRS board. Michael joined in December 2023 and the board would like to thank Michael for his service. CLRS is now seeking board members with experience and knowledge in risk management, corporate governance, financial management and accounting, asset management and or ICT strategy and governance. If you have these skills and would like to support the delivery of our vision of empowering individuals and families to live the life they choose in a community enriched by the inclusion of all, please reach out to Gillian Nalker, our executive assistant, on 5480-2388 or email ea@clrs.org.au. Our board meet monthly on the first Wednesday of the month, rotating between in-person meetings and online. Run Echuca Moama 2025, our second major fundraising event for the year, has been officially launched and you can register via our website at clrs.org.au/get-involved/run-Echuca-Moama. We are very excited to be adding something new to the course this year. We are closing the old Echuca Moama Bridge so that our participants get the unique experience of running across the old bridge as they come towards the finish line and event hub area. We've made some changes to the 21.1k and 10k events to reduce course congestion for participants, and both events will start together at the same time. We're also capping participant numbers this year to ensure we can manage the event well. We do need people to volunteer their time to support the running of the event, and if you've volunteered before with us or would like to volunteer for the first time, please register via Race Roster and our team will get in touch. As you can see from our front page and story later in the community newsletter, we recently celebrated a significant fundraising milestone, raising more than $1 million since our first fundraising dinner in 2007. This is an achievement that has been made possible thanks to people who volunteer their time over the 17 years we've held annual fundraising dinners, the people who've attended our event and major sponsors, corporate sponsors, general sponsors, and those businesses that donate items each year. We really do live in a generous and supportive community. Thank you. Our third page is a picture of our Run Echuca Moama event and also information about the event, letting you know that you can do your 21.1k, 10k, 5k run, walk or wheel with your mobility aid, or your child can participate in the Frinkle Junior Boat. We'll have a 400 metre for 5 to 7 year olds and an 800 metre for 8 to 10 year olds events. We also have a wide range of merchandise for Run Echuca Moama 2025, including different coloured t-shirts, singlets, black hoodies, fleecy jumpers, caps, visors, stubby holders and fitness towels. All merchandise is being managed by one of our major sponsors, Worklocker Echuca, and you can go straight to the shop via the community news to access those pieces of merchandise. We are also calling out for volunteers, and every volunteer will get a free egg and bacon roll and donut from Beechworth Bakery and a free drink, either hot or cold, from Beechworth Bakery or Let's Do Coffee. And we need volunteers on Saturday the 2nd of August, on Sunday the 3rd of August and on Monday the 4th of August. So please reach out to us if you're able to help volunteer. We celebrated that over the past 17 years, our annual fundraising dinner have raised an incredible $1 million in support of our Opening Doors project. To mark this milestone, past and present members of our fundraising committee gathered for a special morning tea at the Murray River Tea Rooms to celebrate their dedication and hard work. Our very first dinner kicked off in 2007 with John Kennedy Sr. as the guest speaker, raising $34,052. This year, we welcomed Curtis McGrath, OAM, a four-time Paralympic gold medalist who shared his inspiring story, helping us to raise an amazing $83,197 from the night. Over the years, we've been honoured to hear from incredible speakers and entertainers such as General Peter Cosgrove, Janine Shepherd, AM, Greg Champion, Stephen Bradbury, Anne Doe, Raymond Crowe, James Kesterson and Justin Jones, Ben Price, Tim McCallum, Peter Fitzsimmons, Ben Price, Anna Mears, Jill Hicks, Tim Ferguson and Peter Rosethorne. Thank you to all of our incredible sponsors and the businesses that donate items for our auction every year. Thank you to everyone who supported us and attended our dinners over the years. Your generosity is opening doors and changing lives. And there are some pictures of our various volunteer fundraising committee members over the years on that page. We're also calling for volunteers for the Murray River Tea Rooms and our recyclability op shops. And you can go to clrs.org.au/job/volunteer to find out more about those and apply. We're also supporting two of our local community organisations. So the Atchukamuwama Coat and Blanket Drive, which is happening through the Atchukamuwama Community Projects team. If you have clean coats, blankets, scarves or beanies to donate, please drop them off to St Mary's Parish Hall, the River Herald, Echuca Neighbourhood House, Moama Grammar, Twin Rivers School and Echuca East Primary School. We're also encouraging people to participate in the 2025 Active Living Census on behalf of Healthy Loddon Campaspe. It's a quick and easy survey and you could win a share of $10,000 in prizes. So to complete the survey, go to healthyloddoncampaspe.au/ALC. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this quarter's community news.